We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You decide 2019.
Yeah, don't forget, we've got statewide elections for members of the House of Delegates and state Senate here, and there's a lot on the line. Republicans barely holding on to control of both chambers at the moment. What will it look like when the General Assembly comes back in January of next year? Dr. Bob Holsworth is our political analyst with Decide Smart and joins us often here on the program. So we had the short session, which was like crazy short, 2 hours long on Tuesday. Dr. Holsworth, what do you think? Were you surprised that this thing gaveled out as fast as it did?
I was certainly surprised that no agreement was reached, or certainly was not surprised that they failed to reach an agreement. I think no one had quite predicted that the GOP tactic would simply be to come in and basically adjourn this before anything could be discussed in any length whatsoever.
The assembly. But they sent everything to the Crime Commission, which all these people are pushing back on the criticism, saying that's exactly what Tim Kaine did years ago. So why is everybody so up in arms about it? Republicans simply followed Tim Kaine's lead. Do you agree with that or not?
Well, I think that's a pretty good justification from their point of view. But I think basically what the governor wanted to do is that he wanted to say that, you know, these issues had been vetted in any number of ways. Mm-hmm. For example, we've had the back and forth about one gun a month. It was passed once, then it was rescinded years later. And then, from the Democrats' perspective, what they said is that there's no need to study it. We know whether we like it or we don't like it. Basically, I think what happened here, John, is that both sides, interestingly enough, believe that they are going to be helped by what occurred. The Republicans, for example, did not want to anger their base, which is very pro-Second Amendment and does not like any of these restrictions that were proposed on guns. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, the Democrats today believe, which is something different than what you saw in Virginia 20 years ago, the Democrats believe that they are help with their base and will be helped in this election by putting forward these bills in response to what had occurred in Virginia Beach. So interestingly enough, each side thinks that it's to their advantage mm-hmm. to do what happened on Tuesday, yeah. And we'll have to wait for the election to see who's right.
Do you think that the demographics of Virginia have changed such that a number of people from other states have come in with a different attitude, or do you think Virginians have changed their opinions, just to somebody who's watched it for decades?
I think it's a little bit of both, John. Mm-hmm. And just think about the changes that have occurred in 20 years. When Mark Warner ran for governor in 2001, remember, he sought the support of the NRA. He had blaze orange signs all over
Virginia
with this group he had created, Sportsman for Warner. And then 14 years later, when Terry McAuliffe runs for governor, he gets an F from the NRA and says that that's a badge of honor. I don't care what the NRA gives me. And so this is really a geographic issue in many ways. It depends, it kind of depends on where you live in some ways.
And, the Democrats used to kind of want the southwestern part and central part of Virginia that's more rural to be in their back pocket. Now, just numerically, am I correct in saying they're banking on Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads?
And in part of the Richmond metropolitan area,
that's true.
They've done well. Mm-hmm. But remember, John, it's not always clear how this is going to play out. 4 years ago in the Senate race, when Dan Gecker ran against Glenn Sturtevant in our area, mm-hmm. you might recall that Michael Bloomberg put in, I think, $500,000 or $750,000 with his anti-gun violence group into that race. And it was a fairly close race, but there was an extraordinary turnout in Powhatan that came out 3-1 for
to push back on that, say
for the Republican. But they not only voted for the for Glenn Sturdivant, but they participated in larger numbers than people in Chesterfield and Richmond. Now that might have had to do with the fact they had some contentious local elections as well. But I think the general feeling was that at least in that race, Bloomberg's money might have backfired. So we're going to have to see how this plays out. But clearly, the governor believes that down in Virginia Beach, where you had the latest terror shooting, you might say, that this is going to be helpful to the Democrats, particularly in taking the Senate.
I can't let you go without asking about Justin Fairfax, the lieutenant governor. And I feel like we've been pretty good on this program of saying he's accused of sexual assault and rape, but it doesn't seem like there's any way to indict him or verify that one way or the other. So why does this guy keep kind of poking the investigators in a very public way, trying to make the story rise to the front page of the newspaper and have us talking about it on a radio? It seems to me that that's kind of counterproductive. What do you think's going on here?
Well, a lot of his strategy up to now hasn't been very, very productive from the moment he decided to hold a press conference and deal with these allegations at the beginning. And what's come up now is even stranger. And what he basically says is that there was a witness, that this happened in a fraternity house, that somebody else was there.
I mean, could you write a worse narrative for this guy? It's in a frat house. I mean, I was in a fraternity, so I'm not trashing fraternity houses, but the image there is, you just got to acknowledge that's not good, right?
Well, and just think about what he actually is saying here. That's ultimately he's saying that somehow it wasn't just that it happened in a fraternity house, but it happened
watching,
where somebody else was present and could tell whether this was
consensual
or not.
God.
And boy, that just imagine what the real argument that is being made there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already seen the woman's lawyer, the woman who's accused him, respond very, very negatively to this.
Yeah.
And who knows where this goes from there.
Can he run for governor and even remotely think he's going to get the Democrat nomination or win the governor's mansion?
He certainly thinks he could run for governor and do this, but I can't imagine, John, how he could win a Democratic nomination right now.
Yeah, with the Me Too movement and all of that. God. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's the reason why the most likely candidate for governor on the Democratic side next time turns out to be a previous governor, Terry McAuliffe. That it seems to me that if he wants to run, he's certainly going to have a leg up on most potential contenders.
Really interesting to see where we are right now. And of course, that could all change in hours, right? Dr. Bob Holdsworth, political analyst for Decide Smart. I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks.
Great. Take care, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.